Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gretch from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Craig Cody of Craig Cody & Company. Craig, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you very much for having me today.
No problem. Super excited to have you on. And what I want to do is just read a little bit more about Craig so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Craig Cody is a certified public accountant, certified tax coach, business owner, and former New York City police officer with 17 years of experience on the force. As a certified tax coach, Craig belongs to a select group of tax practitioners throughout the country who undergo extensive training and continued education on various tax planning techniques and strategies to become as well as remain certified. With this organization, Craig has co-authored an Amazon best-selling book, Secrets of a Tax-Free Life. Craig, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I am ready.
Let's do it. So first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Oh, God. Well, you know, my first career was being in the police department, and, you know, there's life after the police department. I was originally an economics major before I joined the police department. So I was interested in taxes, and then I was interested in doing financial planning. Figured, let me get my CPA to kind of set myself above the rest of the guys that do what I do and retire and go into financial planning. And then I really fell in love with taxes and planning and estate planning back in the day, and that's no longer really a big issue. Started my firm after working for an international firm, and, you know, slowly over the years built it up to where we are today. And we serve clients across the country.
Nice, nice, nice. And I don't think I've ever heard that on the podcast. I rarely ever hear that, as I love taxes. So it's good to hear that.
But I have a pocket protector too.
There you go. What is that? No, that's great to hear that. It's great to hear that you going fully into, you know, what it is that you're passionate about, and you start to evolve there, but you're also trying to help out other entrepreneurs and business owners. And of course, thank you for, you know, serving on the force and all the great things that you did from that perspective as well. And I know you touched on a little bit, but could you talk a little bit more about like how you're serving the clients and what kind of products and services you have?
Sure. So we work with business owners. We work with business owners across the country, thanks to the internet. And our focus is really on tax planning, looking for legal ways that could help the business owner keep more of what he makes. Whereas the typical CPA or accountant is...
So Craig, I wanted to hear, I guess, a little bit more about like what you're doing to help serve the clients that you work with. Could you tell us a little bit more about what you're doing?
Sure. We work with clients across the country, business owners, and what we do is we basically help them keep more of what they make. So, and that's basically through tax planning. Whereas the typical accountant is really good at putting the right numbers in the right boxes, but they're not doing any planning to help you save, you know, some of that money that you're making. So the law allows, you know, people to do things, to structure things so they can save taxes, where the Donald Trumps, the Bill Gates, the Warren Buffetts, they have teams of attorneys. Most people can't afford a team of attorney to set things up for them. But we work with business owners and we try and give them strategies that they can employ that are cost effective and help them keep more of what they're making, because they're working hard. And, you know, as a business owner, there's a lot of risk out there. Okay. It's all on your shoulders. So if you could keep some of that money and do things with it, whether it's investing, putting it back into your business, you know, you'll be all the better for that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And I think a lot of times, like you can have all the tools in the world that you at your disposal, but a lot of times not having that strategy, not having a way to be able to put it together, and things that you're providing to help out these business owners definitely is huge towards, you know, being able to be successful. Like you mentioned, the Bill Gates, the Donald Trumps, the people of the world that have been and reached a lot of business success.
Right. Because, you know, as a business owner, you're working on your business. You're building it, you're doing things. You don't really have the time to kind of focus on what should I be doing. You're relying on your professional to do that for you. Unfortunately, most professionals are looking at it as let me make sure he's compliant, and they're stopping there. Is what we do is we're compliant, but we're also looking for strategies that you could use to keep some of that money.
Yeah, and that's definitely huge. And that might be, you know, exactly, you know, what I usually ask for, which is kind of like your secret sauce, what you feel kind of distinguishes you and sets you apart. Do you feel like that distinguisher between, you know, doing not just the making sure everything's in alignment, but also making business owners able to think long term about their business and how they're kind of taking care of their money?
It's keeping more of what they make. So if we save a client $20,000 a year, you know, in 5 years, that's an extra $100,000 that they've invested. What can that do for them? And you take it out even further, it turns into a lot of money. So unfortunately, people don't communicate with their accountants. Accountants are probably not the best communicators, you know, by nature. And if you're a business owner, you're running a business, you know, you're not going to typically be reaching out to your accountant. You want that person to reach out to you, and you want to be on some kind of a schedule where you guys are both on the same page.
That's a really great point, because a lot of times, you know, I'm from the tech world. So a lot of times people say they can't talk to their technology person, but I had never heard that. And that makes perfect sense, where sometimes, you know, being able to communicate, being able to understand from your tax professional how important it is, or your accountant, how important it is for you to do X, Y, and Z, and be able to communicate and be on the same page is something that is kind of rare to find.
Yes, it's definitely, there's a small group of us that do what I do out there.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And do you find that there's certain things or certain kind of nuances that people always do when they're business owners that they should be doing better?
Right. So that's why I wrote my book, and I'm going to offer it to your listeners. It's the 10 most expensive tax mistakes that cost business owners thousands. And one of them is failing to plan, okay? Having the wrong business entity set up. All right. Are they an LLC? Should they be a corporation? Should they be taxed as a partnership? Are they structured the right way? And sometimes that could be a lot of money. Are they missing out on like these new tax rules? Like, so the new thing this year is the qualified business income, which can be an additional 20% deduction. So that guy that nets $150,000, he can actually be entitled to a $30,000 deduction from the government. Now, has he done what he needed to do planning wise to make sure he's entitled to that deduction? All right. And like I said, it's not rocket science. It just takes a little bit of planning. And then we go into other strategies, you know, the right retirement plan. Are you hiring your kids? Are your kids old enough? The court says you could hire your kids as young as 7. I like to wait till about 11, but you could pay your kids $12,000 a year and they're not going to pay any federal taxes. So basically that could pay for hockey camp. That could pay for a lot of different things that the kids are doing. And so you make a non-deductible expense deductible. Mm. All right. Then we have, you know, another thing people miss is the home office. All right. Are they doing it? Are they doing it correctly? You know, what does a home office allow them to do? And usually a home office doesn't give you a big deduction, but it allows you now your transportation from your home office to your other office is deductible. It also allows you to deduct your home athletic facility, which could be a gym or your pool. So these are things that people typically miss because the accountant's got his head buried down. And typically it's, you know, it's both their faults. You know, there's not a lot of communication. People are going to see their accountant in March and April when the guy's at his busiest. So I talk to people, you need to communicate, okay? And you need to talk about these things and you need to save some of that money and keep more of it.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. And definitely appreciate you for putting that together. And we'll find out exactly how to get a copy of that as well too. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, or it might be even you touching more on your book. Could you tell us something that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner?
Well, yeah, for me, you know, I think what I found for me is when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I have a big glass of water. Okay. I take just 5 minutes. I do nothing. And then in my case, I don't go to email or anything like that. I go for about 10 minutes, I go to Google News just to kind of let my body, because you know what? We're 24/7, right? We're always thinking about what we have going on. So take a little bit of time to kind of let your body just wake up. And I have found that's been very helpful.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, to make sure that you're controlling your day in the very beginning and have it going the way that you want it to go, rather than it being kind of ad hoc to your day, is definitely a good CEO hack.
And yeah, I think sticking to your schedule is very important. And, you know, about a year and a half ago, well, actually, it's almost 2 years now, I hired a personal assistant and it was probably the best thing I ever did. You know, keeps me organized, makes sure I don't stray in those time blocks. You know, it's very easy to pick up that phone call when you really shouldn't. You know, there are no accounting emergencies that can't be answered in an hour.
Exactly. No, it's funny. Yeah, I just did that today. So yeah, definitely VAs are amazing as well too. That's another hack as well too. So that's a great thing to kind of remember. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice or something you might tell your younger business self.
Something I learned a lot. It's all about cash flow. Okay. It's all about cash flow. It doesn't matter how much you make if you make it all in December. It's all about cash flow. You need to, you know, somebody who always used to say, having a bad day, Bubby, send out some bills. You need to get those bills out there. All right. And even better yet, put your clients on an automated schedule of automatic ACH or credit card. You know, that's the lifeblood of small business.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You always hear that So making sure that you're putting out those invoices and you're getting paid is definitely of an incredible importance to make sure that you're staying in business and you can keep the lights on. And Craig, now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business owners on this show. So I wanted to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Being a CEO to me is really having the freedom of doing the things that I want to do, not always when I want to do them, but being able to do those things. So I may have to be in on a weekend to do something, but that also means I can go do something during the morning in a week or something like that. So for me, that's what it means.
Awesome.
Having that
awesome
flexibility.
Yeah, absolutely. You can make it kind of like what you want to make it. So definitely appreciate that. And Craig, I truly appreciate your time and I appreciate all the awesome things that you're doing. What I wanted to do was pass you to the mic just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know about your book, everything that you're offering to us and how best we can get a hold of you.
Great. So if you go to my website, craigcodyandcompany.com/IMCEO, there'll be a link there and you could fill out a form and we'll send you an actual paper copy of our book. If you need to reach us directly, the number here is 516-869-4051 and email is craig@ccodycpa.com.
Awesome. 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 Appreciate that, Craig. And what we'll do is we'll have those links in the show notes just so that anybody can get a copy of that book. Also can call you and shoot you an email as well too, anywhere across the country. So I truly appreciate you again. Thanks for, you know, all the awesome work that you're doing. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Well, thank you very much. And you have a happy new year.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.